Stand Your Ground, 27th of January, 2024. The scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus, the Yeshua, the Messiah. So, my dear brothers, stand firm and immovable, always doing the Lord's work as vigorously as you can, knowing that united with the Lord, your efforts are not in vain. Father, we just come before you. We ask that you anoint this message. We ask that you establish your word in my mouth. Anoint the ears and the eyes of the hearers and those who view these things, and the hearts to have understanding to know and to repent and be healed. Lord, we pray for our land. Even as lawlessness is reigning from the rich men of the earth and the corrupted leaders. In Jesus' name. All right. So stand your ground. What is it means, you know, what are these words? Stand firm, immovable, you know, unshakable, steadfast, not possible to weaken or get rid of. That's it. And how do we do that? Well, we are broken. So we only do that when I am weak, he is strong. He, Yeshua, the Messiah, it says right there, is the rock of ages. And we build our house on the rock and his teachings, the teachings of Yeshua. And when the sinking sands come, we're not washed out and washed away. So who are we standing against? Well, in Revelation, it says the rich men of the earth who destroy it. All right. It's the rich men of the earth that destroy it. Let whom is righteous continue to be righteous still, and let the wicked continue to be wicked. Let's look at James and see a very, very, very clearly articulated definition of what's going on in this life. James chapter 4. So anyone who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is committing a sin. Next, a word for the rich. Weep and wail over the hardships coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your clothes will become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat up your flesh like that of fire. This is the Acharit Hayamim. These are the last days. Now, this is the complete Jewish Bible. Study Bible. And you have been storing up wealth. Listen. The wages you have fraudulently withheld from the workers who mowed your fields are calling out against you. And the outcries of those who harvested have reached the ear of Adonai Sabaoth. That is the Lord of the armies of heaven, the host of heaven. You have led a life of luxury and self-indulgence here on the earth. It's a time of slaughter. You have gone on eating to your heart's content. You have condemned. You have murdered the innocent. And they have not withstood you. So, brothers, be patient until the Lord returns. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth. He is patient over it until he receives the fall and the spring rains. You too, be patient. Keep up your courage, for the Lord's return is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers, so that you won't come under condemnation. Look, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and mistreatment, and being patient, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of Adonai. Look, we regard those who persevered as blessed. You have heard of the perseverance of Job, and you know what the purpose of Adonai was. That Adonai is very, very compassionate and merciful. Let's go back here. Two. It must have been 3. In James chapter 4, Yaakov, it says, "You unfaithful wives, don't you know that loving the world is hating God? Whoever chooses to be the world's friend makes himself God's enemy. Or do you suppose the scripture speaks in vain when it says that there is a spirit in us which longs to envy, but the grace he gives is greater, which is why it says God opposes the arrogant, but to the humble he gives grace. Therefore, submit to God. Moreover, take a stand against the adversary and he will flee from you. Come close to God and he will come close to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded people. Wail, mourn, sob. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." So here we have, take a stand against the adversary. When the enemy comes in, we stand against him, submit to God and resist him, and he will flee. But we must do this in the power and the strength of the Lord, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For surely, just as Job was tested, we are in the time of testing. And our enemy is against us, the world, the flesh, and the devil. It's going to try to slaughter us. This is a day of slaughter. We're looking at our inheritance, our heritage in the, or this I call second subtitle, heritage tour. Well, what do you mean? Well, we're all in Adam's loins, and we go back to there, and our DNA was corrupted by sin, and our lives were cut short. And we were expelled from the garden, and we had to bear, the whole creation came under the curse of sin because of the rebellion of Satan, that he seduced and deceived us. Now, I want to talk to you about these last days from 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, the Spirit expressly states that in the Acharit Hayamim, some people will apostatize from the faith by paying attention to deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come from the hypocrisy of liars, whose own consciences have been burned as if with a red-hot branding iron. They forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods which God created to be eaten with thanksgiving by those who have come to trust and to know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing received with thanksgiving needs to be rejected, because the word of God and prayer make it holy. Oops, sorry. Now let's go also to 2 Timothy 3 about the Acharit Hayamim in the last days. Chapter 3, verse 1. Moreover, understand this, that in the Acharit Hayamim will come trying times. People will be self-loving. Is anybody out there taking selfies? Money-loving, proud, arrogant, insulting, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, uncontrolled, brutal, hateful of good, traitorous, headstrong, swollen with conceit, loving pleasure rather than God, as they retain the outer form of religion but deny its power. What do you mean, deny its power? Means they deny that, well, you know, once you're saved, it's okay, and people will sin after that, and we just, but we're still saved. Wait a minute, where's the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Where does God say, work out your salvation with fear and trembling? Where is it that says, be you holy as I am holy? He gives us the power to overcome. And 1 John says, if you are without sin, you're a liar. and we confess our sins. We humble ourselves. We confess our sins. We repent and turn to God, right? And He will forgive us and ask Him for His power to what? Submit to God, resist the enemy, and He shall free. And we'll look at Micah chapter 2. Here it is, Micah 2. This is incredible scripture. Woe to those who think up evil and plan wickedness as they lie in bed. When the morning comes, they do it, since they have it in their power. Probably checking on their iPhones. They covet fields and seize them. They take over houses as well, doing violence to both owner and house, to people and their inherited land. Against this family, I'm planning an evil from which you will not withdraw your necks, nor will you walk with your heads held high, for it will be an evil time. On that day, they will take up a dirge for you. Sadly lamenting, they will wail, "We are completely ruined. Our people's land has changed hands. Our fields are taken away from us. Instead of restoring them, He parcels them out. Therefore, you have no one in the assembly of Adonai to stretch out a measuring line and restore the land assigned by law." Don't preach. Thus they preach. They shouldn't preach about these things. Shame will not overtake us. Is this what the house of Yaakov says? Adonai has grown impatient, and these things are not His doings. Rather, my words do only good to anyone living uprightly. But lately my people have become like an enemy, stripping both cloaks and tunics from travelers who thought they were secure, so that they became like war refugees. You throw my people's women out of the homes they love. You deprive the children of my glory forever. Get up and go. You can't stay here because the land is now unclean. It will destroy you with a grievous destruction. And let's go to Revelation chapter 9 about the plagues. The plagues. The blast is a shofar. The rest of mankind, verse 20. They were not killed by these plagues, even then did not turn from which they had made with their own hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, which cannot see or hear and walk, nor did they return from their murdering, their involvement with the occult and with drugs, their sexual immorality, or their stealing. Revelation 22:10. Then he said to me, "Don't seal up the words of the prophecy in this book, because the time of their fulfillment is near. Whoever keeps acting wickedly, let him go on acting wickedly. Whoever is filthy, let him go on being made filthy. Also, whoever is righteous, let him go on doing what is righteous. And whoever is holy, let him go on being made holy." Pay attention, says Yeshua, "I'm coming soon, and my rewards are with me to give to each person according to what he has done. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. How blessed are those who wash their robes so they have the right to eat of the tree of life and go through the gates of the city. But outside are homosexuals, those involved with the occult and with drugs, the sexually immoral, murderers, idol worshippers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the messianic communities. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let anyone who hears say, 'Come.' And let anyone who is thirsty, let anyone who wishes, take the water of life free of charge. I warn everyone hearing the words of the prophecy in this book that if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues written in this book. And if anyone takes anything away from the words in this book of prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life. And the holy city is described in this book. The one who is testifying to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Yeshua. May the grace of the Lord Yeshua be with us all."